USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Georgia Democratic Congressman John Lewis has announced he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He says he'll continue serving in Washington while he fights the disease and undergoes medical treatment. In 2015, he spoke at a bridge where he had been beaten by police years earlier.
A few innocent children are gone. Some carrying only a bed roll, a few clutching a simple bag, a plain purse or a backpack, were inspired to walk 50 dangerous miles from Selma to Montgomery.
In Afghanistan, the Taliban has agreed to a temporary nationwide ceasefire in order to allow the signing of a peace agreement with the U.S. The peace deal would let the Trump administration bring American troops home from Afghanistan and open the door to end America's longest war. This is USA Radio News.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Ukraine and pro-Russian separatists are negotiating a prisoner swap. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Ukrainian government forces have been battling the separatists in eastern Ukraine for 5 years now. Russian news agencies reporting now that the two sides have started an all-for-all prisoner swap, in which all remaining prisoners would be sent home. The report says the Russian leader Vladimir Putin and the Ukrainian president made the swap agreement a few weeks ago when they met in Paris. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
In a church near Fort Worth, Texas, armed congregants shot and killed a man who'd opened fire, Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Two of the parishioners who were volunteers from the security force drew their weapons and took out the killer immediately, saving untold number of lives.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Tom Hanks is now a Greek citizen. USA's John Hunt has more.
The Grecian president signed an honorary naturalization order allowing the actor to claim citizenship. Hanks' wife, actress and producer Rita Wilson, is of Greek and Bulgarian ancestry, and the couple often spend their summer vacations on the Greek island of Antiparos. They've also produced a number of films in the country. Wilson and Hanks produced the 2002 comedic hit My Big Fat Greek Wedding and its sequel. Hanks was also the executive producer of the 2008 musical Mamma Mia and the 2009 comedy My Life in Ruins. Under Greek law, honorary naturalization may be granted to people who have provided exceptional services to the country or whose naturalization serves the public interest. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Those dangers include the flying corks from the bubbly traveling at about 55 miles an hour.
Being hit in the eye with a champagne cork traveling at that speed can do a lot of damage.
That is optometrist Dr. Amanda Helscher with the Key Whitman Eye Center of Dallas.
Want to make sure first if you're the opener that you're not directing it at anyone. I've also seen someone get hit in the eye with a champagne cork because they're getting in front of it because the cork is difficult to get off. So it's very important that you're directing a champagne cork far away from, you know, anyone that could be contacted, especially in their eye.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.